This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. Life costs money, but sometimes it's hard to judge the price tag.
I have a question.
My question is...
We're going back to the phones to talk to you about how you live money. And you know, this is about one of those amazing but pricey times in your life. Andrew and his wife are expecting their first baby, and he's got some big money questions about that. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you, Carmen.
So, Andrew, talk to me. Your wife, congratulations, is expecting. Talk us through what your life is going to look like when the baby comes.
Well, what our life did look like is that we were double income, no kids, and our lifestyle came to a big halt. We like to dine out a lot, but that's been put on hold for the time being. We're mostly just curious of how it's going to affect our savings. Like, we max out our 401ks and put money into our IRAs, but we don't know if that's going to alter the percentages that go there or if we can keep living the lifestyle that we've lived, because obviously now we're going to have things like diapers and food and daycare.
Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg, my friend. Actually, I'll throw some stats at you. The USDA's annual stat that was released over the summer says the cost for a middle-income couple to raise a child on average that was born last year till their 18th birthday is about $250,000.
Wow.
Now, that's very different in urban areas. So, for example, in the Northeast, that number is closer to almost $500,000. So here's the reality is that, of course, your finances are going to change drastically. But the reason why I asked you about what does your life going to look like is because I want to get an idea, besides cutting back on the restaurants, do you plan on staying put? Did you want to move? Did you want to buy or keep renting?
Well, I think we'll be renting for a while now. My wife's kind of looking for another position. So whether or not we stay in New York is up in the air right now.
Andrew, what about your living situation today? Do you find yourselves, you're saving well, but do you have cash savings on hand and wiggle room in your budget every month?
I think we do. We've got about $20,000 in savings. So, and of course, if we cut back on the dining out and other entertainment, then we can certainly save more.
You mentioned childcare. So the assumption is that you're both going to go back to work?
I believe so, yes.
That usually is the biggest expense. You know, nationwide, that can easily take up 10% of your budget. But I can tell you that actually, for most people, it tends to be a lot more than 10%. So you have to do some searching around as to what those costs may look like. And in general, for a lot of folks, we're talking, you know, could be a couple $1,000s a month. Or $1,000 a month. But the child's first year, there's many more expenses. What about medical and health care? How are you guys covered?
My wife has about 90% coverage, and my plan is 80%. So we're both separately, and we think about maybe there's a better family plan in the future. But yeah, the cost of that is a question mark, too. Like, what does it actually cost to have the baby in the hospital? We have no idea.
A lot. Well, it costs a lot, but you guys do have some coverage, which is really important because, you know, childbirth can be medically a very expensive thing to happen and to do, and it all depends on the complications. Now, a lot of times you don't know how much it's going to cost until you actually go through it. Now, you can assume that if you're going to do this under your insurance, which covers 90%, that 10% could be pretty high depending on if there are any complications. So what you should be prepared for is you should be prepared to pay out of pocket anywhere from a couple of $100 to a couple $1,000s. Hopefully, the number will be on the low side because everyone will be healthy and everything will be fine. But it's always good, and I tell couples that are expecting or parents that are expecting, to look at their health care and look at be strategic as to what gets covered versus what is not, and estimate how much it may cost you, best case scenario and worst case scenario. So that could cost you some money just right up front, even before there's one diaper involved.
Okay, good to know.
So let's look at what those costs up front are going to be in that first year. Probably childcare if someone's going back to work. So you want to count on that and how much that's going to cost. The medical costs if you are not 100% covered as well. And don't forget that your monthly premiums will go up once your child is born. And then other things like clothes and, you know, strollers and car seats and all that other stuff as well add to that cost. And don't forget one thing, Andrew. Do you guys have life insurance?
Yes, we do.
You both do?
Correct.
Great. because you're going to need it. That's something that all parents should absolutely have. And a will and a trust.
That's something we haven't put together yet, but we definitely will very soon.
Great. That is so important for new parents. And so many parents don't do it. And I know you're going to get really busy. And once that baby comes, Andrew, there's going to be not that many brain cells left, awake brain cells left, to do stuff like that. So you take advantage of the time now to plan for something like that.
One other question is, now I guess we'll have a dependent deduction on taxes as well.
You will. You will have a dependent deduction. Another thing that you will probably be able to deduct, and this is depends on how you pay for childcare. If you pay for childcare through a licensed daycare provider, and or you also pay benefits to a full-time babysitter or nanny or something like that situation where someone has a tax ID, those costs can also be deductible.
Oh, that's really good to know.
There are some savings in having a child. It definitely doesn't balance itself out, but at least you get a little bit of relief. And don't forget that if your adjusted gross income, your AGI, if your medical costs that are you incur with the birth of your child really exceed, I think the number's now 8.5%, you can also deduct that as well. So make sure you keep track of all of those co-pays and that additional 10% that you are having to pay due to your insurance coverage, or the 20%, whichever coverage you end up going with, add those all up and also apply those to your taxes if you can.
Okay, excellent.
So are you ready, Andrew?
Absolutely.
Andrew from New York, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
And you can find the info I mentioned to Andrew at marketplacemoney.org. And while you're there, do me a favor, hit the record button under Ask Carmen to send in your question.